Could the day be soon upon us when the food we eat is raised inside the laboratory rather than the farm paddock? Well, already some producers with an eye on the future want to ensure Australia doesn't miss out on the next food revolution, the phenomenon known as cellular agriculture. The fast-emerging lab-grown or so-called clean meat industry has been dominated by food tech startups in America and Europe, but now some Australian entrepreneurs are raising the stakes. Marty McCarthy reports.
The future of food doesn't come from a farm. Or at least that's how Nick Beaumont from Brisbane-based startup Hueros sees it.
We've made a lot of progress. We're now down. We could maybe supply the material to make a burger-sized piece of meat for $30 to $40, which is close to, but it's not quite comparable with traditional meat yet.
His company wants to solve one of the biggest headaches for the emerging lab meat industry, creating a formula for animal cells to grow in that's environmentally sustainable and affordable. It's the holy grail for clean meat companies, enabling them to mass produce fake meat.
The more we produce, there will be economies of scale, and hopefully we can carry on improving the price of the product.
Despite the hype, no lab-grown meat company anywhere in the world has yet released a commercial product. There are about 20 companies overseas, all vying to be the first. Now, Australia is getting in on the act.
At the moment, we're the first ones to emerge. I think there are a couple of other that are still in stealth. They haven't shown their hand yet.
Another Australian company called Vow declined the ABC's request for comment. However, on its website, the company says,
"Our vision is to leapfrog traditional agriculture completely by building a food production system from the cellular level up. We have witnessed the ways that our digital technology has disrupted the service economy and artificial intelligence, the knowledge economy. Today's food industry can and will be disrupted in just the same way."
While a commercial clean meat product is still years away, Australian scientists and startups are now attracting the interest of local venture capitalists, a trend that's been happening overseas for the past 2 years. Nikki Savak is a partner at Sydney and Melbourne-based Blackbird Ventures. His company recently invested an undisclosed amount in Hueros.
The market is enormous. People eat 3 times a day. It's essential for our survival. So if you can combine this way of producing meat in a very environmentally friendly way, in a very safe way, and for a price point that's comparable or hopefully over time much cheaper than traditional meats, then it's perhaps one of the biggest business opportunities of our time.
Nick Beaumont from Hueros hopes going public will encourage more Australian scientists to get into the clean meat industry.
There's so much opportunity here for Australia to carry on producing meat for export and for the home market.
Nick Beaumont from agricultural startup Hueros, ending Marty McCarthy's report.